Want to know the score for American architecture in the 20th century? Go to the Museum of Modern Art anytime through September 6th to see Modern Architecture USA, the selective survey of building achievement in this country from 1900 to 1965, arranged by Arthur Drexler, Director of the Department of Architecture and Design, and co-sponsored by the Graham Foundation for Advanced Studies in the Fine Arts. The museum, of course, is the outstanding scorekeeper of our time. It not only keeps the score, but occasionally calls the shots. Understand, then, that you will see only the best, according to the museum's lights, since the exhibition presents just 71 buildings for those 65 years, a microscopic sampling by any standard. But the best is good enough. The sampling has been done not only with an astute eye, but with a commendable tolerance of diverse styles and trends. The picture that emerges is therefore definitive on a quality level. It shows the 20th century in the United States as a period of solid, stimulating, wide-ranging accomplishment in the building arts, with high points that have become international landmarks. This is the museum's fourth survey of the American building scene at approximately 10-year intervals. The first was its introductory architecture show in 1932, the pristine bombshell by Philip Johnson and Henry Russell Hitchcock that defined the international style.